The Navy has just been granted permits to expand its jet training flights over Washington's Olympic Peninsula. The Forest Service announced its decision today to allow the Navy to conduct electromagnetic warfare training in Olympic National Forest. Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix.
The Navy has the go-ahead to drive trucks out into the forest armed with electromagnetic signaling technology. Then, Growler jets will take off from the Whidbey Island Naval Base and fly overhead. They'll be trying to detect the signal trucks from the air, sort of like a big military training game of hide-and-go-seek. The trucks simulate cell towers and other communications behind enemy lines that the Navy wants to scramble. The problem for many people who live on the Olympic Peninsula and the surrounding islands is those jets are pretty noisy. Mary Kay Letka is an elder of the Ho tribe, whose reservation is on the outer coast of the peninsula, along the Ho River.
I don't think they should be testing here where people live. And we do live here. That's a thing. It's, to them, it's a remote area. To us, we live here. And it needs to stop.
Now, the Navy is cleared to fly over the Olympics up to 16 hours a day, 260 days out of the year. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.